USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has made his first comments on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. When asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign,
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Cuomo has faced calls for his resignation from multiple state lawmakers and members of Congress, many of his own party. He's been accused of sexual harassment by multiple women and is facing an investigation from the state's attorney general and an impeachment inquiry in the state assembly. And undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID test. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.